You're listening to Drop of Inspiration, a Young Living podcast. Join me twice a month for leadership lessons, conversations with Young Living influencers, and an inside perspective on our company. I'm your host, Trent Morrison. Let's get inspired. With Mother's Day around the corner, we decided to celebrate by bringing a very special guest onto Drop of Inspiration, my mom. Long before I started working for Global Headquarters, my mom introduced our entire family to Young Living. In this episode, we're going to talk about our family's Young Living story from both of our perspectives. A big welcome and thanks to my mom for visiting me at work today.
You're welcome, Trent. It's really kind of the opposite of take your kid to work day.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised, Trent, that you're doing these podcasts. In fact, when you called and said, guess what? I get to start doing podcasts. You're so excited. But I remember kindergarten age, you getting your first report card, and that one and everyone thereafter practically said, Trent does so great in school, but he talks a little too much and he's just so social. And you have always just loved people and enjoyed being with them, talking to them. In fact, you're so social, you can't even drive home alone. You call me so you'll have a driving home buddy.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely true. But enough with the embarrassing stories for now. You know, it feels like Young Living, for me at least, has been around most of my life. And I don't really recall a moment in time that I didn't have essential oils. Do you remember when and how you first found out about Young Living?
Well, I've always been interested in natural health, and I studied and used herbs, studied and used homeopathy. And my brother called one day and asked me, have you heard of aromatherapy essential oils? And I said, well, as a matter of fact, that was going to be my next investigation, research, whatever. And someone named Richard Dastrup had shared with him about essential oils. And so in December of 1997, I signed up with Young Living, and has for me been the last frontier. For you Star Wars fans, there I have found nothing better or more effective than Young Living essential oils.
What was, you know, so while you were investigating or, you know, doing your research at least, what was the final thing that made you join the Young Living family?
Well, I had joined the Young Living family, but what really committed me to Young Living is Gary and Mary were in Portland doing an intro to essential oils meeting. I went up there and loved what I was hearing. And then the final test is I wanted to see, do they look healthy? And so I was sitting kind of far in the back, and I went up front, and I didn't talk to them or anything, but I looked at them, yeah. And they looked healthy, and I could see that not only did they talk the talk, but they walked the walk. And I have found in that time Gary's passion for essential oils, I don't think anyone else has it in the world. Truly is Indiana Jones and his determination and adventure. And I've enjoyed through the years of hearing these adventures and which have resulted in farms all over the world.
Yeah.
And Young Living has essential oils that no other company have. And I appreciate that. And because his passion benefits me. I remember when I first joined, there was an oil and it became unavailable, and it didn't ever come back because Gary couldn't find a pure quality source for it. But he did his research and he found that it could be replaced with wintergreen because it had very similar constituents. And that's the dedication that I have found in Young Living that I don't think you could find in any other essential oil company.
So you've always been pretty independent and motivated, you know, watching you throughout my entire life. Growing up, you're really dedicated to being a stay-at-home mom. I'm wondering how Young Living helped to do that.
Well, I initially got into Young Living just so I could have the essential oils and never intended to be do it as a business in any way. I just wanted to get the oils at wholesale,
yeah.
Right? And so pretty soon as I started sharing it, I found that I was starting to get a little check. And let me tell you, the day that a check came and it covered all the cost of my essential oils, I thought, this is really awesome. And then and keep in mind, accidental business for me, not intentional at all. And as the checks got a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger, I saw that this is a great thing from a financial standpoint. And I can say that no matter what, in these past, 18 years almost, I have never not gotten a check. They're always there. They come every month, you know, regardless of the size. But with Dad dying 5.5 years ago, they really were valuable to me and a great supplement to my income. And so Young Living can be whatever you want it to be. It can be get the oils at wholesale, or you can go for the diamond. And I've seen people, you know, I've watched and been impressed with people that have done that. But Young Living provides a lot of opportunity for independence.
So did Dad, when you first signed up, did Dad have any type of reaction to essential oils or, you know, you signing up with Young Living?
Well, like I mentioned, I've always kind of been into natural. I've done herbs and homeopathy, and I guess probably he just wasn't even a bit surprised that I was moving on to something different. But he from the beginning, loved the oils and used them right along with the rest of the family. He did say, though, you could never make money with the essential oils. And of course, that's been proven wrong.
Yeah.
And, but he was always real supportive of my interests and, willing to be a guinea pig even for essential oils for me.
So Young Living has basically infused its way into our entire family. And I don't think anyone in our family hasn't used oils. Do you know how many of our family members use it? Or have you lost track?
Well, I don't have an actual number, but my grandma uses it. My mother uses it. My sister, my brother, both my brothers use it. Their children use it.
Yeah.
All my children use it. My grandkids use it.
Okay.
My great nieces and nephews, you could say we're definitely a 4-generation essential oil family.
So with our family being so, you know, acquainted with essential oils and always having them in the house, you know, there's a lot of traditions even that we've established. You know, I think of Christmas and, you know, how we would have frankincense and myrrh while we were reading it. Do you want to kind of give a quick synopsis of kind of that tradition for us?
Sure. And if this isn't a tradition, I highly recommend it.
Yeah.
But we had always, on Christmas Eve, Dad would read the Christmas story, and whoever the children were would dress up with their towels and their bathrobes and reenact it. And fortunately, there was always a baby to be baby Jesus, right? And so as he read, the kids would act that out. And then when I discovered essential oils, it was great because we were able to add frankincense and myrrh into that and literally bring out the gifts for the baby Jesus. And it made that Christmas tradition even more meaningful.
And so one of my earliest memories of Young Living, besides kind of that Christmas tradition, is visiting Karen and Roel, you know, my aunt and uncle. They lived down in Payson, Utah, and they actually worked at the Mona Farm. You know, we would go down there part of the summers, and, you know, Alyssa and I, we would help out with the paddle boats. We would eat lavender ice cream, the fruit popsicles, and it was just really fun. And, you know, it was just kind of a fun farm. It felt like an amusement park for us at the time. Do you remember that? And what were you doing during those trips?
Well, because they lived there, we had opportunity to come down to the farm pretty often, and it was early on, and it has been really great watching that park down there evolve. The small trees that were planted, they're big trees now, and the western town was one of the first things they've added. Then the jousting, and that was always fun to watch the jousting because Roel participated in that. And it just is a good family place to visit. And I think that's why it's always an important part of the convention, because it's, and the distillers, and to see the process, to see the lavender in the fields, and then going to the distillery. And I know it's a favorite part for so many of the distributors, but it was great for our family to see that happening as well.
So while we were down at the farm, you know, on what we thought was a vacation, and it was, you know, you were also learning even more about Young Living through experiencing the seed to seal process.
Well, and seed to seal is yet another thing that sets Young Living so far apart from any other essential oil company. And Gary, I think, was truly inspired in having these farms. At first, maybe people thought, what in the world?
Sure.
But it's like you can, if you're growing your own tomatoes, you have control of whether those are organic. And with Young Living growing so much of the plant material that they need assures that we are getting those wonderful quality oils that we've come to expect and know from Young Living.
So, like I said, you know, visiting the farms, that was probably, you know, one of my earliest memories, like I mentioned. What was one of your earliest memories or experiences with Young Living and just as a whole?
Well, I would say my first was signing up for Young Living and then decided that I would order an Essential 7 kit. That kind of was, we kind of have the Everyday 10 now, but back then it was the Essential 7. And it was Mom's Christmas present. It arrived. And I don't even know. It was so rude. But I opened every single oil and smelled them. I didn't use them, but I could not wait. And so she had seals broken on all of her essential oils when she opened that on
Christmas.
She's
like, wait a minute.
And the rest is kind of the history. And now, according to you, I have them all over my house.
Yeah.
And I have so many oils that I'm in oil heaven.
Yeah. So growing up, you know, through high school and, you know, just in general, we were all so busy. We were doing sports, we were doing lessons, we had school, we had after school jobs, we had homework, you know, you name it, and probably one of us was doing it. So I can't even fathom how you did that for each of us, like on an individual basis, like you spent that quality time to make sure we had everything. So, like, how?
Well, of course, I had essential oils to support me in that. But with all the sports that the kids did, wrestling and football and tennis and volleyball and track and baseball, we literally went through gallons of OrthoSport.
Yeah.
I often wish that I could have purchased it by the gallon, but we did. We went through so many bottles of OrthoSport, not just on my children, but my children's friends, more than happy to have me put some OrthoSport on them. And now we have, in addition, Cool Azul, and I don't even know how many tubes of Cool Azul. I love to share that with people because it's great. And then the other thing is, when you're so hectic in a big family, it's pretty hectic and maybe not time for the best breakfast in the world, but I knew that if I handed you your little packet of Ninja Red that you would have everything you needed for that day, and I never worried about you getting, you know, what you needed. So yay for Ninja Red.
Yeah.
And then those road trips in our big 12 passenger van with all the kids, and they could get kind of hectic and a little bit noisy. So I found that I could just dump Peace and Calming and cotton balls and shove them in every vent, and it made for a more peaceful and calming aroma in the car. And of course, it smelled great.
Yeah.
And then Gary shared a tip at a training I went to once, and teenagers sometimes think they're maybe a little too cool to use essential oils and have that smell that a couple of my kids said reek. Never you though, Trent. And he suggested that at night, after they were asleep, you go in and you diffuse the essential oil, and they would get a lot of benefits from that. And I really thought surrender would probably be a good one there. But other oils like highest potential and oils like that, just something that could give, you know, that teenager the boost that they needed. Another thing that I always did, whether the kids were going to scout camp, sports camp, college, I always made sure they had essential oils with them, and they would have those when they needed them.
Yeah, I definitely remember it felt like anytime I'd come home, you'd send me with another box of essential oils. And it was awesome because, you know, when I was up at school, up at Utah State, you know, I always had, you know, whatever I needed, or if I didn't, I could just give you a quick call. But when I moved to Logan for school, you know, I loved the summers. You know, once I was a full-time resident, I loved the summers because that meant I got to see you during the convention. You know, I would meet you down there for registration, or, you know, just you would be in town. So, you know, kind of on the topic of conventions, you mentioned you've been in for a while. How many conventions have you been to? And, you know, is there one that's kind of most memorable for you?
Well, I think I have missed two conventions since 1998. And I would say probably the most memorable, although there's parts of all of them that have stood out, but it's that first convention. There was probably not more than 800 people there in 1998. And it was just so wonderful to be there with like-minded people who were taking responsibility for their own health and wellness, and always great speakers, a great energy. And that's, I always said the Salt Palace, I know, will smell good at least one time in the year, and that's during convention. And the oils, I remember flying from Oregon, I lived there then, and the plane smelled like essential oils because so many of the distributors were on that flight. And it just a good sense of community and purpose with coming to that first convention.
Comparing the first convention that you went to versus last year's convention, what's it been like to watch the company evolve?
Oh, nothing short of amazing. I like change, and I like seeing things progress, and Young Living is on top of that. When I think of how many countries Young Living is in, how many farms they have, and two sessions for convention, nothing short of amazing. And a $1 billion company, how could you be on board with anything better than that?
So one of my most memorable conventions, you know, last year was technically my first, but before that, one of my most memorable was, I remember leading up to it, there was, you know, kind of a competition that Gary put in place, and you got third place or something.
Oh.
What's that story again?
Well, you know, I don't even remember what year it was, but it was kind of a weight loss program. Gary had outlined a plan, and we would follow it, and we took before pictures in a bathing suit and after pictures in a bathing suit and an essay, and we sent it in, and there's different age categories. I won third place that year in my age category, but I didn't know that I was winning it, and I'm minding my own business sitting in convention, and all, you know, those big screens?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they're announcing the third place winner, when, whoa, there I am on the screen in my bathing suit. I gasped. I may have even let out a little scream, and then I realized I've got to go up front. But that was fun, and it was fun to be recognized and to win the prize for that.
That story, I don't know why, but that story is always so funny to me.
Funny to you. It was a little shocking, but yeah. But Young Living always has something fun going on.
Yeah. You know, I kind of mentioned it a little bit earlier, but, you know, anytime you would come to the convention, after I moved to Utah, I would always kind of meet you there or whatever. Do you remember a couple years ago, before I started here, and before I had even graduated, you said, you should work for Young Living. You know, we're walking through as you were getting ready to register, and we're kind of walking through and we're looking at all the graphics, and, you know, I kind of have the background in graphic design. So you're like, Trent, like, you should work here, you know? And I was sitting there like, no, I want to, you know, move out of the state and I want to try something else. But, you know, I guess you telling me to work there just really was a...
prophetic.
Yeah. Well, maybe not prophetic, but definitely like... You know, obviously I'm here and it's been such a fun ride and I've been able to do so much. So,
well, and Young Living has really geared itself to the fun change and the energy. All your coworkers, they're fun, they're enthusiastic, they love what they do, and I know you love what you do, and that carries through in the company, and we can feel that. And it's such a great partnership the distributors have with the employees of Young Living, because one is just as important to the other and dependent on each other. And I've loved seeing that. And I guess I've gotten to see a little more of that because
sure.
I get to come visit you at your office on occasion when I'm in Utah. So it's great fun. I love that you work here.
Well, I do too. And you're actually pretty well known around the office because I love telling stories, as we all know. No, they're good stories. But I remember this past year I was visiting for Christmas and I had my phone out and, you know, taking Snapchats and sending it to some of my coworkers because, you know, I don't think they fully understood like what I meant when I said my mom's house is covered in essential oils. But, you know, there were drawers and cabinets and shelves and it was in your purse and in your car and your end table and you have containers full of them. They're in the kitchen, they're in the bathroom, in the like anywhere you like could go in your house, there's at least one essential oil. So it was just kind of fun to see that they were literally everywhere. And it's kind of the, you know, when you get a new car or you get something new and then you start noticing it everywhere. And so it's like, you know, I always knew essential oils were everywhere in our house, but, you know, being here, seeing and, you know, working on so many different products, then I go into your bathroom and open a literal closet and there's Young Living products. It's just products, a whole closet full. It's kind of like, oh, my mom's like really into essential oils. So,
surprise, surprise, huh?
Yeah. So, you know, with all of that, with all the essential oils and, you know, your many years of research and, you know, trying out new things and, you know, helping other people discover what works best for them, what has been one of the biggest things you've learned through Young Living?
That it's easy with Young Living to take responsibility for your own health and wellness. And I've always said, if you don't do that, who's going to? And if you don't take care of your body, where are you going to live?
Yeah.
And so Young Living, both health and wellness wise, and it's the whole deal. It's the full deal, well-rounded. And I would say that for me, Young Living makes it so possible to be independent in whatever way you choose.
So even after being at Young Living, you know, working here for about a year now, I still call you almost every day, like we said, for advice or, you know, just to talk about products or, you know, just in general. But do you feel like you can relate to me more now that I work at Young Living?
Oh, absolutely. And I will say that you weren't one of those resistant teenagers. You've
sure.
always been more than happy to use the essential oils. But having you work here really helps me to know that you're doing something that you love and that that you're following in what I believe in, and that's taking responsibility for your own health and wellness, and you do a great job of that. And it's fun to talk shop with you, I guess, so to speak.
So I feel really lucky to have a mom who, you know, spent hours and hours and hours researching and, you know, really giving us, each of us kids, you know, the best possible, and, you know, really making sure that we had
a really strong platform or foundation to be successful. You know, and, you know, obviously I don't have kids right now, but when I do, what advice do you have for me when I have kids?
Oils, oils, oils. Just put oils on them from the very beginning. It's interesting to me that children and animals, especially instinctively, are very drawn to essential oils because they're not conditioned by any other belief systems. They're just so open.
As we wrap up, and as a mom of 10, what advice do you have for all of the parents out there, just in general?
Well, my goal, I wanted my children to grow up and be independent, but not only just independent, but happy and successful in finding something to do in their lives or and with their lives that they truly love and have a passion for. And Young Living supports that so well because it makes it so easy to have a passion for life and for adventures and for experiences.
Well, Mom, like I said, it's been a blast to have you on Drop of Inspiration and at work this morning. But even more than that, I love that we get to share Young Living together. So thanks so much for being here.
Well, you're welcome, Trent. And it's kind of, you know what, it actually has been very fun. I was a little nervous, but it has been fun. And it's helped remind me of, again, how much I love essential oils.
From the Young Living family to yours, we hope you have the best Mother's Day. In this episode, you heard how Young Living means a lot of different things for one family. A lot of memories, funny stories, and great experiences. Regardless of how long you've been a part of the Young Living family, you'll get to create your own stories to share. So take a moment this year and sit down with a loved one, whether it's a mom, a sister, or a friend, and talk about your Young Living memories and stories. You might find yourself laughing, crying, and even celebrating. Thanks for joining us on Drop of Inspiration, a Young Living podcast. I'm your host, Trent Morrison. Until next time.